Well, thank you. We have announced that we are reducing our presence in the region over time. We haven't set a timeline for that. We will be in dialogue and with potential buyers over the coming period, and then we have to assess what that means market for market. I think it's important to state that many of our operations have, during the last 2 years, been taken to a new level, both in terms of doing business and preparing for the future, but also in the way we deal with sustainability issues and compliance issues. So we feel comfortable that we have operations, including Uzbekistan, that are prepared for the future with new long-term investors and owners, which we hope will develop this responsibly going forward. So to your direct question then on Uzbekistan, we'll have to wait and see what type of solution we will have.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Danilan, so today many Uzbek agencies inside Uzbekistan, they were reporting that Ucell is leaving, which could mean that Ucell is closing down. Will that be the case?
And that's not our intention at all. Ucell is a strong company, well positioned, a strong customer base with a lot of relationships, both small and big customers. And we think definitely that will have a great place into the future. As Ucell or something else, that remains to be seen. But Ucell is a robust company that we expect to continue doing well in Uzbekistan.
And Mr. Danilan, during the conference, you said that you indicated that the reason for leaving Uzbekistan in particular was related to the ongoing investigations and other problems like unwanted partnership issues and so on and so forth. I mean, can you give us some explanation to that in concrete terms?
Yeah, so the reason we are announcing this today, that we are reducing our presence in Eurasia over time, is that we need to refocus the company into the regions in Europe and Sweden. It requires a lot of attention and investment to be successful and create value in Sweden and Europe. But we're also saying that due to some unresolved issues in the region Eurasia, that's also contributing to this decision. And that we still have in a couple of markets situations where we do not fully know who's our ultimate beneficial owner. And we also have in some countries problems in repatriating cash dividends. So that's also part of this overall assessment. But there's nothing regarding an individual reason or cause today that makes us announce this.
Mr. Danilan, I will paraphrase my question. Is one of the reasons that you are leaving Uzbekistan in particular related to the ongoing investigation and to the scandal with the accusations towards Taylor Sonera regarding bribery and other stuff?
Not specifically, but when we have done our overall assessment, of course, these issues are taking up a lot of time and focus. And that's one of the reasons we want to refocus the attention. But with regard specifically to what you're mentioning in Uzbekistan, that's something we are working with and will continue to work with regardless of this process. We are working with several prosecutors across many markets in order to find the answers to the questions that are still not fully known. And that continues regardless of this process.
And Mr. Danilan, regarding the cash repatriation, you said that a certain amount of cash is trapped in Uzbekistan. What numbers are we talking about in Uzbekistan?
Yeah, so we have said continuously in our updates to the markets that it's been going then from 100 million and upwards, and now we see that over $200 million that are still not able to be distributed to the owners.
And Mr. Netherland, another question is, you said you don't know the certain timeline when you will hand over the operations in Uzbekistan to potential buyers. But can you give us a rough estimate, like 1 year, 2 years? And the second question is, who you see as a potential buyer? Anyone? There were some opinions that these could be some Asian investors, like from China or South Korea. Is this the case?
So I have to disappoint you there. We have to come back to both timing and the potential partners and buyers going forward. We are early in the stage, this process, and we have announced it today. So from today onwards, we will accelerate the initiative and the process, and we'll come back and talk more about who it will be depending on market. So I hope that I will be able to speak to you again on who it will be.
And Mr. Daniland, have you been in communication with the Uzbek authorities regarding the process of leaving the country and handing over the operations to someone else? And what were their reaction to this?
So we have been in contact as of this morning with the representatives in Uzbekistan and other countries. I do not have the reactions yet, but we will, of course, follow up and continue to meet the right people in the respective countries.
One more question. What do you think, will Uzbeks be disappointed that such an investor as Swedish TeliaSonera will be leaving, or do you have a feeling that they will not care about this?
I don't have any views on that until I've spoken to them myself. So let's talk about that next time.
And you don't worry about you have a cash trapped there, and you don't worry that there will be a overreaction on their part that you will lose your dividends that are trapped there.
Let's not jump ahead. We are still responsible owners in all the countries as of today. Nothing has changed. We continue to develop the operations and continue to work with the respective countries to solve the issues. Now we will also talk about solutions, how to responsibly lead these markets over time.